Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
The 1962 album Explosion, we explode into a brand new episode of Neon Jazz with trombonist, composer, and arranger Slide Hampton with his song, The Jazz Twist. Slide was a master composer, arranger, and gifted trombone player. His career is among the most distinguished in jazz. He has won 2 Grammys over the years, and in 2005, the National Endowment for the Arts honored Slide Hampton with its highest honor in jazz, the NEA Jazz Masters Award. And with a name like Slide, you can't go wrong. Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of Neon Jazz. This is your host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has hosted the giants of jazz off 18 and Vine, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. We're here to give you one of the finest American inventions in crystal clear audio, featuring musicians like Hot Lips Page, Shelly Mann, and many, many more. Our next song on the show comes from alto sax man, Mr. Johnny Hodges, who is best known as the lead alto in the sax section of Duke Ellington's band. Here he is with the 1956 song, Just Squeeze Me.
Sweet and gentle, when you say goodnight, just squeeze me. But please don't tease me. I get sentimental when you hold me tight. So squeeze me. But please don't tease me. Missing you since you went away, singing the blues away each day, counting the nights and waiting for you. I'm in the mood to let you know, never knew I loved you so. Please say you love me too. When I get this feeling, I'm in ecstasy. So squeeze me, but please don't tease me. Me too. When I get this feeling, I'm in ecstasy. So squeeze me, but please don't tease me.
Hi, this is Herman Mahari. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
That was the very talented vibraphonist Gary Burton with the 1961 song Joy Spring. Gary is an original on the vibraphone, and he has developed a pianistic style of a four-mallet technique as an alternative to the prevailing two-mallet technique. This approach caused Burton to be heralded as an innovator, and his sound and technique are widely imitated. He is also known for pioneering fusion jazz and popularizing the duet format in jazz. Burton is also a major figure in jazz education due to his 30 years at Berklee College of Music. Man, I love it when these cats also educate along with music. This next track is off a very cool album called Ultra Chicks Volume 1. Here's Ariel with the tune Goody Goody.
Quelqu'un qui te tient comme ça. Goody, goody, seulement toi comme t'as vegan, tu ne dis rien, voilà. Goody, goody, tu lui as donné ton cœur, t'as mis en elle ton bonheur. Elle en fait des morceaux, c'est triste, et maintenant tu pleures. Alors tu t'en fais le jour, tu ne dors pas la nuit. Goody, goody, ça t'apprend ce que c'est que l'amour. Tu vois que lorsqu'on aime, on peut souffrir quand même. Goody goody pour moi, goody goody, voilà. Tu ne dis plus qu'on te la fait pas, ça va, ça va. Oui, 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 t'as rencontré quelqu'un qui te tient comme ça. Goody goody, seulement toi comme t'as le béguin, tu ne dis rien, voilà.
This is Megan Birdsall, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was a cool song as an homage to where jazz has evolved. That was Jazz Juice with the 2006 song 52nd Street. This is the brainchild of UK-born DJ Graham B, who moved to Amsterdam in the late 80s and has played an influential role on the Dutch dance scene. This venture is a labor of good audio love. Coming at you next on Neon Jazz is a friend of the jazz craft in the highest regard, trumpet and bandleader Hot Lips Page with the song The Hucklebuck.
Hey, Hot Lips.
Pearl.
How you feel?
Oh, fine.
Oh, man, this party is the greatest.
It's the goddess.
Yeah, I come here every Thursday.
Oh, me too.
Listen, you know, I learned a new dance last week. Oh, it's a killer.
It's really on,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, bring your B on over. Come on, listen to this thing here. Here's a dance you should know. When the lights are down low, grab your baby then go. Come on, harmonize with me.
Do the hucklebuck, do the hucklebuck. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you out of luck. Push your partner out, then you hunch your back. Start a little movement in your sacroiliac. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck.
Yeah, that's it. Now this is my type of party. Oh, listen, Lips, don't make too much noise. The police will be in here in 5 minutes and clean out the whole place.
I go to jail every Thursday night anyhow.
If you come here, you'll certainly go to jail, because this is the worst thing in town. But it's so lovely to have such a wonderful time. Listen to that piano boy. Come on, Lips, now cut that out. I tell you, you're going to have the police. Say, hey, where's your girlfriend Lucy May?
Oh, I love her.
Listen, y'all don't hang out no more together, huh?
I had to put her down. You know, I don't believe in taking no sandwich to a picnic.
Oh, you a cat. Do the hucklebuck.
Do the hucklebuck. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you out of luck. Push your partner out, then you hunch your back. Start a little movement in your
said big word.
Sacroiliac, wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck. That's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck. That's the way you do it. When you do the hucklebuck.
Isn't this a nice party?
Hucklebuck.
You know you catch on quick? Yeah, but look, stay off my corns on and be so much better, you will. Or you having too good a time.
Hey, I'm Mark the Love Man Pender from Conan O'Brien's show on TBS and the Basic Cable Band. And when I'm in Kansas City, I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was the powerful All-Star Quintet, Opus 5, with the song Charlie's Wig, off their 2012 album called Pentasonic. This is the follow-up to their mighty 2011 debut called Introducing Opus 5. The band puts original music in the forefront for a moody and ethereal, rhythmically skewed but always interesting sound. Let's move into a post-bop era drummer with chops on this next track. This is the great Elvin Jones with Wynton Marsalis on their 1992 song Dear Lord, live at the Pit in Tokyo, Japan.
Thank you.
Trumpeter and cornetist Ruby Braff and his Big City Six with the 1955 song Only a Blues. Jack Teagarden once described Ruby as the Ivy League Louis Armstrong. The Boston native was renowned for working in an idiom ultimately derived from the playing of Louis Armstrong and Bix Beiderbecke, and Ruby was good. Up next on Neon Jazz is Canadian jazz guitarists Ed Bickert and Lorne Lofsky with the 1990 song Alu Cha off the album This Is New. Thank you.
Mike Matheny, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was folk musician and composer Tim Hardin with the 1992 song Sure Dance off the album You Just Have to Listen to Jazz. He wrote the top 40 hit If I Were a Carpenter, which was covered by, amongst others, Bobby Darin, Joan Baez, Johnny Cash, The Four Tops, and even Robert Plant. His career was hampered by drug abuse. He died of a heroin overdose in 1980, but he left behind a nice catalog of music. Here's the 2012 song Hi-Ya from the duo of tenor saxophonist Scott Hamilton and English musician Alan Barnes.
Thank you. Neon Jazz.
Talented bassist William Parker with the 2002 song The Watermelon Song off the album Raining on the Moon. We're going to exit this show with two of the best in the jazz genre. This is the cool drummer Shelly Mann teamed up with Harlem pianist Bud Powell with the crazy little 1956 song Un Poco Loco. Thanks again for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and broadcast titan around here, Mr. John Christopher. Talk to us about our show here at Neon Jazz. Let us know what you want to hear. Just talk to us. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. Thank you.
Neon Jazz.